T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron, what do you make of this Russell Wilson story for the phone lines? It's pretty funny to me that his agent wanted to clarify none demanded a trade, but he seems he'd like to go to in case one comes along.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't get what's the matter with him. He and Pete Carroll, I don't know what the dynamic is there. I always thought Russell Wilson seemed very happy in Seattle. He's a legend there. It is kind of odd. We don't want to trade, but we're not against it. As long as you send us here, don't send us to Cincinnati, but we're okay going here. It is a little bit strange.
Man, that story in The Athletic was something on him and just how bad it got with Pete Carroll, like where Wilson feels like the ball was taken out of his hands, and before the game against Arizona, he expressed ways he wanted the offense to change. They weren't having it. He storms out of the room. He goes on different shows and basically rips the offensive line by saying, "I'm getting hit too much." And Pete Carroll wants a certain kind of offense, and it doesn't seem like him and Wilson are on the same, well, to say the least, are on the same page with what that needs to be. I don't know if you saw that story, but it was great reporting sort of inside the Seahawks organization. And, man, did it get ugly. Normally, I would say there's no way Deshaun Watson goes. There's no way Russell Wilson goes. But I'm wondering about both.
Yeah, the thing that got me about Wilson when he ripped his offensive line, basically, I'm getting hit too much. Now, hey, okay, probably no debating that he is. Can you imagine Roethlisberger saying something about his offensive line, though, like that? I can't. I just can't even imagine it. And, you know, those are the guys you got to make nice with because, you know, they determine whether you live or not, basically. So I was a little surprised at that. I didn't realize that, you know, he had all these problems with Pete Carroll. But, you know, I guess when you spend so much time together, there are going to be disputes, right?
Yeah, this seems like something far beyond that. It seems to me like Russell Wilson's going to be out. I think he's going to be gone. I mean, if you check out that story, this got really, really ugly. I mean, of course, there will be disputes when it's a quarterback and a coach, but this is crazy. And the Seahawks, extremely annoyed by Wilson talking publicly about stuff like that. We'll see. 3 first-round picks is the price tag from what I'm reading. I would do that in a second to get that guy, depending on my team. If I had a team like Chicago, if I had a team that was ready to win, had a pretty good defense, I mean, I would do that in a second. The Raiders are a wild card in all this stuff because they'll do anything, Ron, I feel like. You know what I mean?
Are they not going to extend Derek Carr, though? Did I read that? I mean, if they do that, or maybe I didn't read that correctly. I thought that's what they said. Did you see that?
No, but I would imagine if they could get this done first, they would want to do that. I think he's underrated, though, poor little Derek Carr. You?
Well, his brother thinks he's one of the 3 or 4 or 5 best quarterbacks in the league. Not that he's biased, right?
I wouldn't agree with that.
He's good. He's
what about
good,
the Saints?
I mean, is Tyson Hill going to be their guy? I don't know. Breeze is going to retire. I have not seen. Maybe they're not going to extend Carr. I thought I read that, but there's teams that need quarterbacks. There's for sure. It looked like the Steelers might be one of them until a couple days ago, right?
Sean Payton, I would imagine, would jump at the chance to give up 3 first-round picks for Russell Wilson. He walks in that building. I mean, it just everything changes when you bring in a guy like him or a Deshaun Watson, I think. But back to our question.
But one more thing about New Orleans, Joe. They're in worse cap shape than the Steelers are. How do they fit Russell Wilson under their cap?
I don't know. It feels like everybody fits people under the cap when they need to fit them under the cap. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's Russell Wilson. I cut other people. You know?
I get it.
I don't know who, but I cut other people to get him in there. I do anyway. Would you? Would you trade 3 first-round picks?
I'm not a trade first-round picks guy, not 3 of them. I've always said, in my opinion, it takes more than a great quarterback to win, although I'll also say you can't win without a great quarterback. I don't like giving up that many picks, and I get people do and are talking about it. I don't like that, though.
Yeah, for the most part, you need the quarterback. But I've also seen quarterbacks win who aren't great, you know? I think sometimes we forget about that. Like the classic example is Trent Dilfer, but that's the one that actually gets mocked in the end. Is like, that's all you got, Trent Dilfer? No, I've got Peyton Manning, late stage, end stage Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. Jeff Hostetler won a Super Bowl. Doug Williams won a Super Bowl. Mark Rippon, Brad Johnson. I mean, do you want me to keep going? Are those guys all like greats of the game? So you can win without a great one, but I'd rather take my chances with a great one. So I would give up picks. Now, Wilson has taken a little bit more of a beating than Watson. He's older, significantly older. He's 32. But I would do it. But I'm sure a lot of teams wouldn't. I'm sure a lot of teams would be like you and want to hold on to those picks. But especially if mine were in the lower first round or expected to be, like the Saints. I think if I'm the Saints and I'm looking for my next guy after Drew Brees, I would do that in a second.
Well, it's given up a lot. I guess it's a debatable point. You know, Watson, as you point out, is a lot younger. I would rather probably give it up for him than Russell Wilson.
Question on the table is, would you give up a game to have somebody beat up Tom Wilson if you're a Penguins fan? I bet you if I asked you last night right after the Jankowski hit, you would have said yes. I think a lot of people would do it. 412-928-9370. What else from the game stuck out to you, Ron? I didn't like TJ Oshie's goal was a spectacular move around Matheson, but Matheson is quite the adventure. And on that play, I watched it a bunch of times, and every time I'm yelling at Jari, poke check him. Like, what are you doing? Oshie didn't even have control of the puck. It was just going toward Jari, and he just waited and waited, and finally Oshie, and he made a great play, don't get me wrong. I didn't love that goal, but I didn't think Jari played a bad game by any means. In fact, I thought at times he played very well.
I thought both goaltenders were really good last night, both of them. You know, the kid for the Capitals, you know, seemingly picking up his game a little bit. And they really need that. I thought Jari was really good. Yeah, you know, you can always question, should he have poke checked here, done this, done that. That was a spectacular goal, obviously, by Oshie. But I'll tell you, I thought Gensel's goal was sensational, too. You know, he takes the hit behind the board, behind the net and just powers his way in front and scores. I thought that was a big-time goal, too, as was Tanev shorthanded. There were a lot of good goals that I thought, where they were, I would call them great scoring opportunities more than bad plays by the goaltender.
Yeah, I thought it was an entertaining game, but I did actually think that was a bad play by Jari. I mean, the puck's coming right to you. What are you doing? You know, poke check it, I thought. Tony, go ahead.
I want to say that I think the Penguins are playing really good. They're a lot of fun to watch. It's an enjoyable game. Right to the last minute, you got to watch them. But my opinion on Tom Wilson is, you've got to find a way to get the coach for the Capitals to want to not play him or play him the way he's playing. So what I would do, this might be my nationality, I guess, but I would have a meeting and I would figure out who is their best player, most valuable player, could be on a second line, third line, somewhere where they are short at that position. And I would hit that guy 10 times a period. Now, I wouldn't get penalties, but every time he touched the puck, I would hit him. And I'm sorry, but that's my nationality speaking there, buddy.
Well, you know what? You make it sound
Thank
like
you,
it's
Tony.
Easy. You make it sound like it's easy. Okay, we're just going to hit Nick Backstrom 12 times this period. We're not going to take any penalties to do it, but we're going to hit him 12 times. It's just not quite that easy all the time. You have a clean shot, you take it anyway. Like you know, if Wilson hadn't done anything last night, the hit that CeCe put on him was still a great hit. You get opportunities like that, you take them, whether you're looking for revenge or not. But to just say we're going to go hit somebody 10 times in a period, I don't think it works that way, Joe.
No, I think there should be a team meeting, Ron, and they should identify guys they want to hit 10 times per period. I actually like that. Now, Jari got a nice trip in on Wilson, too. He used his stick there pretty well and tripped him behind the goal line. John, you can finish off the hour here. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday. You know, just like you guys said, that was honestly a gut-wrenching loss. Me and my girlfriend sat down, watched it, thought it was going to be one of those comeback wins again. I don't know why, and maybe you guys can answer this, why is that first power play the same? Why doesn't Sullivan take one of the guys out? Is it an ego thing? Is he scared that they're going to whine that they're being taken out of the power play?
Well, but I mean, it's been going
working.
Well. Well, it was working, though, John. It was working. It was getting better going into that game. But I would agree with you, last night was just yelling at the TV time, I imagine.
It was like one for – I think it was maybe one for – two for 30. I think it was 2 for 30. You know, those two goals in the months, and then now it's going to go another 0 for 20, hopefully not. But I just think you got to mix something up there. You know, I know the core. I love these guys watching for a very long time here. But, you know, maybe Gino should go on my second power play. Put one of the young kids up there.
Well, you know what? I want my five best players out there, and I don't know that one of the young guys is better than Malkin right now.
You want to put Bluger up there, Ron? Bluger, put Gino down the second, put Bluger up on the first?
Bluger on the power play instead of –
Now we're getting trolled, Ron. Thank you, John.
I think so.
We're getting trolled.
I think we are. You know, he sounded serious, but, you know, why don't they put O'Connor up there then, right?
Yeah, he could take a penalty and wreck the power play too. You have to shoot. It's so boring. It really is. My God, I've been covering hockey, a beat writer, since 1997 I was, and I swear within the first week there were power play problems, and you got to shoot more. You got to shoot more. It's what else do you want? What else can we say about that?
Hey, Joe,
honestly,
I go back.
I think they're moving around.
I go back a lot further. I remember talking to EJ, and as only he could say, shoot the puck. Shoot the puck, shoot the puck, shoot the puck, with a few curse words mixed in on top of it. It's been an age-old problem. I think for every team when the power play struggles, right, that's always the solution. But it is always the solution. It's always the solution because it's what makes the most sense. You can't score if you don't shoot.
I know. It just doesn't make for a great radio topic. You know what I mean? Unless you want to talk about splitting up the power play, and we've talked about that a million times, and it's probably not going to happen. They had no problem moving the puck around. I mean, yes, just shoot more. That's it. Gensel had a couple of opportunities to do that. Letang did. We didn't even talk about Letang's hockey stick, Ron. How does that happen? How does your stick blow up on a pass across the blue line?
Twice. He blocked a shot. It blew up. That led to one goal. Then on a pass, it blew up. I don't know. You know, maybe they don't make the sticks like they used to. I'm not quite sure about that.
I mean, it's one thing if a guy blasts it at your stick and the stick breaks. I get that. I don't get taking a normal pass in the offensive zone and having your stick blow up. It was unbelievable. Plus, when you're in the defensive zone, I'm convinced the best thing to do is to skate to the bench and get a new stick rather than wallow out there for the entire 2 minutes with no stick practically. It's ridiculous.
Do you think that's better than a 5-on-3?
For 5 seconds? Yeah. The bench was right there, and he was at the top of the zone.
Who was out there? Bluger? Who else was out there? Why couldn't one of those guys tang his stick? Why couldn't they got it?
They could, but you still have a guy without a stick then. I'm convinced across hockey history, the best thing to do in almost all situations is take the chance and get to the bench. People have split opinions on that, but I'm convinced that's the best thing to do. We'll come back to that, Ron. We will.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.